Jane Kaczmarek is best known for her role as Lois on the hit comedy Malcolm in the Middle, for which she was nominated for Emmy, Golden Globe, and SAG Awards. Her 30-plus year television career began on The Paper Chase and Hill Street Blues, and she continues to work in film and on stage in Los Angeles and New York. She and Alfred Molina are starring in the American premiere of Australian playwright Tom Holloway's drama And No More Shall We Part at the Williamstown Theater Festival, running through August 21st on the Nico stage. And on Monday, August 22nd, she'll be at the Mehewi in Great Barrington for Selected Shorts, presenting a program entitled Unforgettable Journeys. And it's a great pleasure to welcome our dear friend Jane Kaczmarek back to the roundtable. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be back at the roundtable. What a nice... What a nice introduction. Thank you.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program.
I'm very well. I have a day off today, which in the theater is a precious commodity. You know, working in the theater, you work 6 days a week, and you have one day off. So you tend to appreciate it tremendously, much the way you appreciate summers in the Berkshires, as opposed to living in California, where every day is summer, and you just kind of take it for granted, and all that sunshine drives you crazy.
And yet you're working in this capacity, and we thank you very much for taking the time out. I would also think, though, since the show is just opening, is it good to get away from it for a little while, to have that breath before you go back at it and say, okay, we're ready to open?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, things move very quickly up here in Williamstown. We had a very short rehearsal period, and both Alfred Molina, who goes by Fred and I spent several months back in California memorizing these lines before we came out here, because you don't have that luxury, well, of having a long rehearsal period, but we also no longer have the luxury of having young brains. You know, I turned 60 this year, and I cannot believe how hard it is to memorize lines. Actually, not to memorize them, but to retain them. Right. You know, I'll think I've got everything down, and then I sit, you know, the next time rehearsal comes up, and it just goes right out, you know, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. So Fred and I get together before rehearsal and run lines, and after rehearsal and run lines, and we're going on the stage this week. We open on Thursday. I'm trying to remember, what's the day that comes after Wednesday? Oh, I know, Thursday.
There you go.
But I love it up here. You know, my first time at Williamstown was in 1981 when I was at the Yale School of Drama, and Nico Sakharopoulos, who used to run the festival,
right,
would pluck all these non-equity, meaning we weren't members of the Actors Union yet. And we would be up here playing everything that he could squeeze out of us. That summer in 81, it was... You know, Iphigenia and the Trojan War, it was a three-part Greek drama, and everybody, you know, Blythe Danner was in it, Celeste Holm was in it, Christopher Reeve, Maria Tucci, and as young actresses, we would just literally sit at the feet of these actors, because we were Trojan women,
right,
and watch them, and think, someday, if I ever make it as an actress, I'm going to remember how Blythe Danner said that, or how Maria Tucci said that. It was a phenomenal experience. So for all these many years later, I've been to Williamstown a couple times since then, but to now be kind of in the role of the elder stateswoman, and have the young, the apprentices and the non-equity kids,
right,
now, it just gives me great joy to talk to them and to encourage them and let them know how wonderful a life in the theater can be.
A lovely full circle. You,
yes,
when you look at this particular play, And No More Shall We Part, you play Pam, who becomes terminally ill, and mm-hmm, you and your husband in the play, Don, who is played by Alfred Molina, have very difficult decisions to make in a relationship that has been very long and very loving.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to do this type of material, especially with someone like Alfred Molina?
Well, I, like most people in America, and certainly women around the world, are madly in love with him. He's an incredible actor. He's a a wonderful, wonderful human being. And I'm lucky that I got my crush under control a while ago when we started working together. We did a production of A View from the Bridge, Arthur Miller's play. We recorded for the BBC Radio about a year and a half ago. And we really clicked. We work very well together. We have similar ideas of working. We laugh a lot. Then we did another play, Fathers and Sons, this Brian Friel play from the some Russian who wrote it. And then we're doing this. And then he and I are doing Long Day's Journey Into Night back in California next spring. So I say we're the Lunt Fontanskis after the Lunt Fontan, you know. This play is so exposing. You have to be so vulnerable to do a play like this. And I trust him so much and feel very safe when I'm on stage with him and when I'm off too, that you can really go places as a human being and as an actress that might be a little tricky to do with someone you didn't feel that comfortable or confident with. You know, it's a tough play because it's the last hour of this woman's life. And yet, I got to tell you, it's really funny. There is so much humor in this play.
Which says a lot about Tom Holloway and his writing, doesn't it?
Well, it is not a sentimental play at all. And our director, Annie Kaufman, is the perfect person to helm this because she's not a sentimental person. And anytime I start getting weepy, she just makes me, you know, suck it back in. And, you know, there's that old saying that if you cry, the audience doesn't. This has been a good experience for me, too. I tend to be very romantic. And, you know, when you really think about being with the person you love for the last hour you're sharing, you know, you're probably going to look at really happy memories of the kids and your life together and not be, you know, watching the precious seconds tick by. But the play begins and it goes back in time. It's flashbacks of their life. And so it goes back and forth. There are seven scenes, no intermission, which people always like in a theater these days.
Yes, yes.
It's about an hour, a little over an hour, and it goes back and forth in time about this marriage, and it's a beautiful, complex, aggravating, loving, really real marriage, and that's what's fun working on it, too, and it's just beautifully written. It's just a beautiful, beautiful play.
So then you do then go with Alfred Molina and do something a little lighter in A Long Day's Journey Into Night.
Before that, though, going to the Mahawi.
The Mahawi. Well, we'll talk about that. But my
goodness,
right? It would
seem
to me.
I'm going from being
like just wrenching, although that's almost, 3 hours or something, right?
Yeah, now you're going to make up for time on that one. You know, doing this one for an hour, that was a little bit longer. You know what? You get to this point. I mean, this is one of the things I was just talking to somebody about. The real beauty and grace of growing older is that you realize, you know, your days are numbered, and I mean that in a very positive way of thinking, what do I really want to do? And I did Long Day's Journey Into Night when I was in drama school when I was 25 and realized I had no idea what I was talking about. You know? And now I'm, you know, 60, and I have 3 children, and I'm divorced, and, you know, I've got a lot more life to draw on. And it's nice to be able to work on great plays as Long Day's Journey is, which doesn't really, the things I just mentioned about my life aren't really used in that, but just having life experience and knowing what loss means and knowing what
right.
joy for other people means is something I don't think I had too much of when I was very young.
You did mention that between that, you'll be at the Mahawi. It's Selected Shorts, Unforgettable Journeys. It's you, Jane Curtin, Robert Sean Leonard. Pretty lovely cast.
Oh, you know, Jane Curtin and I have a house in the same town in the Connecticut Berkshires. And it's always amazing to see her. And she's so funny and down to earth and normal. And you know, when Saturday Night Live was doing their, I think it was their 40th anniversary compilation
right.
of shows, you know, you just see her, my God, I mean, she was on that show in the beginning and in Kate and Allie and in Third Rock And I've come up across her on Jeopardy, several Celebrity Jeopardy tournaments.
Very, very smart woman. Yeah.
She's just a terrific woman. And Robert Sean Leonard is great too. We've done selected shorts, he and I, quite a few times at the Getty in Los Angeles. And that is my, you know, I put in my hours. Malcolm in the Middle was a great show. I was very grateful to have it. But, you know, I had three babies in 5 years, and between nursing and pumping and working 14-hour days, and it was really tough, Malcolm. And my ex-husband was doing The West Wing all those years. And, you know, that dream of both of you having hit TV series took its toll. And we split, and I really thought about what do I want to do, as I was saying. And I got to tell you, doing selected shorts is one of my favorite things because you get a great story. I prepare it. I really work on it. And then you get to stand in front of an audience and share this magnificent story, always around a theme, with an audience. And Jennifer Brennan and Kathy Minton and everybody who puts these together back at Symphony Space do such a great job of bringing in celebrities to read these stories, and beautiful, beautiful stories. So that's a real highlight of my life. So I was really happy that this one, the one at in Great Barrington, coincided with my time here at Williamstown.
Because it will be you finishing, Sunday, and then showing up there on Monday.
Yep, and spending the night at the Red Lobster, at the Red Lion.
Why don't you give them the room number, Jane?
Hey, you know what? Wait a minute. I better make sure they said Red Lion and not Red Lobster.
And then back to L.A. for the fall?
No, I'm going to go back to my house in the Berkshires
in
Northwest Connecticut.
Oh, good.
The good thing about my kids getting older is that they're really busy with other stuff. My daughter will be starting college, and that's in August 15th while I'm doing the play. And my son is interning with a judge in Washington, D.C., so he's not around. And my little one, she's 13, she's going to come up here for a while and then go be with her dad. So I have this bizarre thing called free time on my hands after the play is over. So I'm just going to go and enjoy Northwest Connecticut.
That's lovely. And then Long Day's Journey Into Night is next spring in January?
Yeah, rehearsals in January.
Yeah.
But as I said, with Fred and with us memorizing lines these days, we're probably going to start the day we get home in September. Long Day's Journey Tonight is a very old-fashioned style of play in that people talk in sentences.
Yes.
The play we're doing now, No More Shall We Part, is a style that you see much more in theater these days, which is people speaking in fragments and interrupting each other and then stopping and, you know, memorizing pages and pages of people saying, yes, but, I know, but, you know, you have to, it's much more difficult to memorize than something like Long Day's Journey, which are these beautifully written sentences.
Right. And No More Shall We Part runs on the NECO stage as part of the Williamstown Theater Festival through the 21st of August, and you can find out more about that by going to wtfestival.org, wtfestival.org. And then the next night, Monday night, the 22nd, you will be at the Mehewe Theater for Selected Shorts with Jane Curtin and Robert Sean Leonard, and you can find out more about that event by going to mehewe.org, mehewe.org, and we'll have links on our website to both events at wamc.org/roundtable. Jane Kaczmarek, it's always a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
It is my pleasure. I can't wait to talk to you again. Say hi to everybody there for me,
I will.
Okay?
Be well.
Okay.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Again, you can find out more information about Williamstown Theater Festival and No More Shall We Part by going to wtfestival.org, and about Selected Shorts at the Mehewe in Great Barrington at mehewe.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.